Marshall for three, top of the key, counted. Williams dribbling off his foot, stolen by Marshall. Up ahead to Avery Lewis, who lays it up and in. Lettuce, bounce pass to Williams, corner three, left side in the air, and it's in the hoop. The maestro is knocked in two here in the second half.
There you go.
And the Warriors have a five-point lead.
Wayne State University with FM 101.5 and AM 1400. The Patriot proudly present Wayne State Warrior Basketball. Let's go courtside with Kevin Breckmacher and begin countdown to tip-off.
Welcome to Wayne State Fieldhouse. Joe Abramson filling in for Kevin Breckmacher, who is on a really cool European vacation
in
Scotland and England and all over the place. But I'm here with Andy Dold, and we're happy to be in Midtown Detroit because your Warriors are taking on Lawrence Tech in an afternoon tilt. And Andy, Warriors, third game of a three-game homestand. They've won the first two. Want to sweep this thing.
Yeah, that'd be a great way to close out the holiday. But, you know, Lawrence Tech's tough, and I'm looking here. They played twice as many games as us, which is something to be concerned about.
You know, you led into what my next question was going to be. How important is that? They've got eight games in. They've just got a better feel for each other, don't they?
I mean, it's 160 more minutes to figure things out, not only for the coaching staff, but for the players. So I do think it's definitely an advantage.
Now, when you were on the coaching staff here, you'd have games like this. How do you keep the guys from saying, hey, it's an NAI school? You know, these are good basketball players. You got to show up.
Yeah, oh, for sure. You know, that's part of the thing. You know, I mean, like, we went into Callahan and beat UAD. You know, I wonder if that was part of the deal. So, yeah, you got to keep the guys up. They got to understand that every game is important and, you know, treat it like a pro. Just do the things you do.
Tell me this, too, from both a playing standpoint and a coaching standpoint, you're coming off of Thanksgiving. You're coming off of family stuff and eating a lot of food and getting away from this. How hard is it to get teenagers focused?
I think it's even hard for the adults.
Okay.
Coming from a few days off, it's tough. You get relaxed. You're around family. You know, it's hard to get back into that kind of, like, killer, you know, mindset, right? So, you know, these are good players and smart kids. I think we'll be all right, but certainly concerned.
I know you've seen the Warriors already this year. You know, the other day they started off slow against Lake Erie, and then 2 minutes in, Coach Smothers calls a timeout. Everything changed, and they kind of ran that game. The score is actually closer than the game itself was, just because of how things happen at the end of games like that. Mm-hmm. But how is it really that easy just to call that timeout and say, hey, guys, you got to go get these rebounds?
maybe there's a threat or two in there. But, no, I think, you know, sometimes those timeouts aren't even about, you know, tactics. It's about, hey, guys, take a deep breath, calm down. You know you can do this. Get it done. And that seems to be more Smothers style.
And, you know, it's funny because I'm picturing when it happened and I asked him about it. It was a matter of just boxing out. There, you could see it, that there was no boxing out and guys were getting in and it wasn't effort. And I thought, now, Dave Greer probably says it differently. I think they had the same message. It just might have been the delivery that was different.
I would say that's a safe bet. The message was different, but, yeah. Or the delivery was different. The message was definitely the same. And, you know, I guess it turns out they figured it out.
And it probably gives you as a coach enough on tape that the next day you can go, hey, it's great we got to win. Now let me show you all the things we need to work on.
For sure. And that kind of goes with what we're talking about, the extra 160 minutes of game time these guys have played. You know, coach had to correct that in the middle of the game. And, you know, you learn things as you go. So hopefully it's corrected and we don't have to worry about it today.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, pregame chat with Coach Smothers, talking a little bit about this game and the familiarity that these Warriors have with Lawrence Tech. You're listening to WSU Basketball on the Patriot.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have two branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
The pregame show continues next.
Hey, Warrior fans. The Wayne State University women's basketball team will next be at home on Sunday, December 3rd against the Saints of DeUville University. The Warriors and Saints will be facing each other inside the fieldhouse for the first time ever, and the opening tip in Detroit is scheduled for 1 p.m. We hope you can join us on game day. Go Warriors!
The pregame show continues inside the locker room.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball on the Patriot. We're with Coach Brian Smothers. We're in the locker room, and Coach, third game of a three-game home stretch, and you won the first two. Had to be nice to get home, be around for the holidays, and get that first and second win of the season.
Yeah, for sure. You know, going into the Lake Erie game, it was like, hey, let's see if we can build on the first game. But also, you know, going into the holidays, it's good to, you know, come off of a victory as opposed to a loss. Everything is a little bit more enjoyable that way.
That win against Lake Erie, it ended up being the Warriors in control for 38 of the 40 minutes. It's the first two that were the problem. And you called a timeout less than 2 minutes into the game. What'd you tell those guys? Because they were not getting any rebounds. Lake Erie was getting every offensive rebound. And right after the timeout, that ended.
Yeah, you know, it was a little disappointing because those are things that we discussed at time. You know, our energy and effort, rebounding in particular, has been something that we've consistently want to improve on, and it hasn't quite gotten to the level that we want to. So going into that game, it was something that was of high importance to us, getting off to a fast start. And our guys didn't do that, and I was glad that they did respond coming out of that timeout. Still an area for us to improve on moving forward, but I was glad with the way that our guys responded.
Just curious, Kevin and I talked about this when you called that timeout. Did you channel your inner David Greer at all during that 30 to 40 seconds?
I think there's always a little David Greer in me. You know, definitely inspired a lot by him and learned a lot. But, you know, our team is different, and, you know, our guys are moved in different ways, and each situation calls for a different response. And with this kind of new team and young team, I think we're still balancing what that looks like at different points in time.
Four games into the season, are you far enough along? Obviously, you're not where you want to be a month or two from now. But as far as getting a feel for combinations, rotations, who works well together, who maybe doesn't work as well together, are you getting a little feel for your players now?
I think we are, but I think that's still going to be an evolution as the games go on. You know, a lot of it is, you know, we have our, you know, I would say 10 guys or so at this point that we're really comfortable with. The variations of those lineups are changing game by game. Sometimes it's availability. Sometimes it's play. Sometimes it's matchups for the other team. I think that's one of the things that I want us to continue to be good at is, hey, you know, we have our guys and we have our lineups that we like to play, but some games it's going to cause for a different group that's going to play the bulk of the minutes. Everybody on the team has to be comfortable with that, have to be selfless enough to be willing to understand that, hey, maybe this isn't my game, maybe next game it will be. Ultimately, I think winning and having success is something that everybody can understand too.
Let's talk about today's game. You're playing Lawrence Tech, a non-league game, but these guys are down the street from you. Yeah. So how familiar are your players with them? Just pick up ball, high school ball, community college ball, whatever. They're not strangers.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I think our guys, you know, we have some teammates, you know, some guys on our team that have played on teams with guys on our team that have played against them over years. You know, when we got to watching a film and we introduced the scouting report, our players were able to, you know, give us some information, some insight into those guys and what they like to do. There's some familiarity with their coaching staff as well in our staff. So, yeah, there's some relationships. There's some understanding. But at the same time, you know, they present some challenges for us today that maybe we haven't seen thus far.
So as far as meeting those challenges, what do the Warriors have to do to get the win today?
Yeah, we got to start fast. We got to start fast and finish strong. This is a team that they're a really good three-point shooting team. They have pretty much everybody on the court can make a three and has made them throughout this season. You know, they've played 8 games already to our 4. So some of the answers, questions that maybe we still have, they're figuring out as a team. So I do believe that this game will prepare us for some of the other teams that we'll face over the next couple weeks. So it'll be a good challenge for us.
All right, Coach Hake, thanks a lot. Good luck. Go and get another win for the Warriors.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on the Patriot. We'll be right back with the tip-off after this.
Uniprop is proud to sponsor the fine athletes that participate at Wayne State University. Wayne State is the heart of Detroit, and the young student-athletes that represent the university and the city are a great example of dedication to living a healthy, productive life. Uniprop has been based in southeastern Michigan for 40 years, investing in private equity and real estate to support the area and its residents, and the support for Wayne State is just an extension of that.
The Patriot, FM 101.5, AM 1400, WDTK, Detroit. The Salem Media Group, on the NASDAQ as SALM.
This is a great day for Henry Ford Sports Medicine. As the official team physicians for the Detroit Pistons and care provider for the Detroit Lions, today we welcome another athlete whom we proudly care for, Lisa.
How is your injury?
It turned out to be just a twisted knee.
When can you return to Zumba?
Maybe next week.
Lisa, one more question.
Henry Ford Sports Medicine, official team physicians for athletes like Lisa and you. Learn more at henryford.com/sports.
Warrior basketball plays on WDTK, Detroit. It's time for tip-off at the Wayne State Fieldhouse. Go Warriors!
The green and gold of Wayne State flies over the field today. Our hearts alight for win the night of victory is on its way. The team is strong, for them we'll cheer. Wayne State will march along.
Ready to tip things off here in the Wayne State Fieldhouse. Joe Abramson along with Andy Dold. And right now, Andy, let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by your Metro Detroit Chevy dealers. First of all, for Lawrence Tech, they're going to start Brandon Beavers. Aaron Golny, Nathaniel Ward, Alejandro Gonzalez, and Giannis Giannotsis. Easy for me to say. And you commented, there's a lot of – this is a worldwide team. This is like an Olympic roster.
Absolutely. Their recruiting base seems to be a lot larger than ours.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you forget Ohio, Michigan. Then you've got Australia, a bunch of Ontario, Switzerland, Italy, Spain, Israel, a couple from Spain, Greece. They're from everywhere. Your Warriors. Hey, these guys are from the D. I mean, a couple from the area. This is local. So let's give you Warriors. Colin Golson starting. Carmelo Harris. Ray Williams Jr., man, he had a great game the other night. Just tore it up. I'll tell you another guy who had a good game was Matt Coffey. He'll be starting. And the final starter is Tamario Adley. And I'll tell you, Williams and Coffey, when they did need to get those rebounds, when they got that fixed, those were the guys.
I mean, I would argue Coffey could get every rebound. Physicality. And
you know, it seemed like after a while he did.
Yeah.
And if he didn't get it, he allowed someone else to get it just by boxing out preventing a guy from getting it and allowing a guard to come underneath and take
it. Sometimes that's your job, just to make sure your guy doesn't get the rebound.
Yeah, it was, like I say, like what I said to Coach Smothers, I go, out of 40 minutes, they played well for 38. It was the first two that was the struggle.
Yeah,
well, but hey, better than the last two, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. About ready to tip things off here. A little cold outside. Nice inside the field house, though.
I got a feeling there might be snow out there when you go back to your car. So.
Got to put the snow brush in the car. I had left myself a note, too. Still didn't do it. Warriors win the tip, and we are off and running. That's Adley with the ball up top. Warriors looking to get into their office. Hands the ball off to Golson, now back up top to Adley. There's Coffey with it. Just inside the arc, foot on the line for two. Warriors get the first basket, and as a coach, that's the worst shot, isn't it?
Shane Battier would not appreciate that.
Either would Steph Curry, yeah. Dan Marley,
or Clay or Thompson. Smothers,
probably. Or Brian Smothers.
Good shot, nonetheless.
Could hear that coach speak right when that happened. Giannotsis had the ball on the key, turned around, was really looking to outlet that thing, and finally just gave up and let it in. Actually, Gonzalez with the basket. Adley now up top. Gets a screen from Coffey. Goes into the Towers. Can't get to go triple team, but really didn't have an outlet. Why didn't he want to kick that to Coffey? Coffey was covered as well. Spacing wasn't quite what they wanted. Blue Devils come back with it. Dolny gets it outside the arc. Can't get it to go. Coffey with the rebound. Quickly into the hands of Harris. He gets it across midcourt. Warriors setting the offense. Down low, that's Golson on the right block. Kicks it out. Adley caught in a trap. Kicks it out for the long three opportunity. Doesn't go for Harris, but Adley with the rebound. Warriors with another chance. This one for Williams does go, and the Warriors lead it 5-3.
I think that's got to be big today, hitting the offensive glass. We have a size advantage, and I would probably say an athletic advantage as well.
Might not have a depth advantage. They've got more people than seats.
No, this is very true.
Coffey with the block on the drive attempt by Nathaniel Ward, and the Warriors coming back the other way. Harris spin move off the glass and good.
Crafty.
Yeah, he was not giving the ball up there.
No.
Didn't need to. Just took it left side and spun.
Never got sped up. That was impressive.
Now the Blue Devils come back. A little slower on their offense. Yanoltsis with the long three gets that to go. And I'll tell you, they're hitting from outside.
I mean, that's what they shoot a lot of threes looking at their late games. This is what they want to do.
Harris with the ball for the Warriors. Gives it up to Adley. Adley over to Golson. Golson trying to dribble drive. Cut off. Kicks it over to Harris on the left wing. Harris into the key. Up fake. Turn around. Jump shot. Good. I'll tell you, with a hand in the space, too. 9-6, Warriors lead it. Blue Devils come back. Yanoltsis up top. Kicks it off on the right to Ward.
Ooh, back door.
Back door cut. Brandon Beavers, easy layup. All that three-point stuff will get you layup on it.
Got the defense extended, and then as soon as they overextended, boom, gone.
Warriors bring it across midcourt. Tamario Adley with the ball up top. He's being checked by Dolny. Now takes it left wing. Gets it to Coffey on the block. Yanoltsis on him. Cross-court pass. Williams Jr. for three. Got it.
That's going to help us a lot. If he can pass like that out of those double teams. Coffey had a nice time there.
That was a nice cross-court pass. Mm-hmm. He had to skip that over three defenders. Warriors lead it 12-8. Blue Devils with the ball. Dolny driving, lefty, off the glass, can't get it to go. Coffey with another rebound. Harris brings it across midcourt, gives it to Coffey up top. Kicks it over to Adley. Adley on the left wing, gets a screen from Coffey. Drives into the lane, triple teamed, kick out. Baseline three, Williams this time off the side of the backboard, and the Blue Devils are on the run. That's Beavers. Kicks it out. Dolny for three. Can't get that to go. Long rebound lands in the hands of Harris, and he's got him kind of on the run. He's going to let the Warriors calm down a little bit.
Yeah, get a good shot here, fellas.
Down low, Coffey on the block. Double team collapses on him. Woo. Triple team almost. Going to have to get rid of it. Does off the rim. Can't get it to go. Had the rebound for a second. Deflected, though, into the hands of Beavers. Beavers left wing. Checked by Harris. Steps back for three. Boy, I thought he had a foot on the line. Didn't matter. Shot didn't go. Coffey with the rebound.
They shoot a lot of threes. They are hunting those three-point shots.
Warriors slow it down this time. Warriors lead it 12-8. 15:30 to go in the first half. Golson with the ball. Kicks it out. Harris for three from the left wing. Got it.
I think we're going to have a three-point contest today.
Warriors are like, all right, we can do this too.
That's the 10th three of the game.
15-8. Warriors lead it. Just a little over 15 minutes to go in the first half. Yanoltsis on the left wing being checked by Golson. Now he kicks it up top to Ward. Ward sends it over to Gonzalez. Gonzalez up top to Ward again. Ward driving right hand off the glass and good. Nice move. That was a strong drive.
That was a nice move.
15-10, Warriors lead it. Harris brings the ball across midcourt for Wayne State. Harris with the ball on the right wing gets it to Coffey up top. Coffey hands it back to Harris. Drives inside the free throw line. Loses the ball. Yeah. Blue Devils have it now coming the other way. Ward gets it over to Beavers. He'll bring it across midcourt. Beavers kicks it off. Dolny driving left side off the glass, off the window. off the rim, back off the window.
I think we're having a little trouble with this five-out offense. There's no post in there. They're just all constant movement outside the three-point line. Probably the first we've seen it this year.
Is that a personnel thing where you might have to make a change after the first time out?
Well, you got to roll the dice. Do you want to keep your bigs and try to exploit your advantage in offense, or do you want to do what they do?
Meantime, Warriors fire up a three from the left wing from Harris. Can't get that to go. Long rebound. Fight for it between Golson and Beavers. Beavers wins that battle. Now Ward has it. Baseline right. He's going to send it back up top to Beavers. He's going to reset their offense. Beavers drives. Right side. I tell you, they're hitting all these threes, but when they drive strong.
Like our analytic discussion earlier. Yeah. Is layups and threes.
Layups and threes, man. 15-14. It's a 6-0 run for Lawrence Tech.
But there's no reason they should be beating us off a dribble like this. I imagine Coach Smothers will be addressing this soon.
Williams drove, kicked out left wing. Golson for three. He got that. Warriors answer 18-14. And this is a little like what you saw the other day. When it would get kind of close, the Warriors would respond. And that's great that you can respond. You just don't want to have to do that many times.
No, and I'm not sure we want to get into a three-point shooting contest. I'm a big believer you don't want to play the way the other team. Don't let them dictate the style of the game. And I feel that's what's happening here.
Long three-point attempt by Aaron Dolny off the back heel. Long rebound landed with the Warriors. Warriors on offense now. Golson gives it off to Williams. Back to Golson. Lefty jumper, good baseline, good. That's
great
the
addition.
Mid-range.
Yeah.
20-14 now the Warriors lead it. 12:41 to go in the first half.
Yeah, what a great addition he was to the roster.
This is Beavers with it. He's being checked by Adley. Beavers gets it back.
There we go.
Shot blocked by Adley. Lands in the hands of
foul.
Coffee. Coffee's running.
Coast to coast.
He's not giving it up. No foul. Got it knocked away.
He got fouled, yeah.
He had to get fouled, didn't he?
Yeah, come on, man.
Okay, very late whistle.
Yeah. No one's ripping the ball out of his hands without fouling him.
There's no way. There was no way. He's going to be at the line, but first we're going to take a break. Warriors lead it 20-14. You're listening to Wayne State Basketball on the Patriot.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have two branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
You're listening to Warrior Basketball from the Wayne State Fieldhouse.
Warriors lead it 20-14. Joe Abramson along with Andy Dole, Tony Ortiz down courtside. Brian Bolesky in the studio. He's the one making everything happen.
Yeah, oh yeah. Kevin says he's the best in the biz.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we say about Tony, too. We say a lot of things about Tony.
Okay.
Usually he doesn't hear it because he's busy signing autographs because he's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Very true.
Warriors, we were talking off the air. He said, hey, you've said it on the air, too. You don't want to get into this three-point shooting contest with these guys because they're really good at it.
Yeah, I was just checking to see if I was making stuff up. But, you know, as a season, we're shooting 25.8% from three, whereas as a team, they are shooting 36.1% with three guys over 40.
All right, two things interest me. One, there weren't free throws on that foul.
Yeah.
And Coffee is out right now as the Warriors bring in Kelman Lennox.
Yeah, it looks like a defensive substitution. We look pretty small out there. Another guard, three guards, two forwards.
That foul on Golson.
It's rough on those big fellas. He can dominate an offense, but when he's getting two every time and they're getting three,
something's
got to give.
The math doesn't work. All right, after that offensive foul, the Blue Devils get the ball back. They fire up a long three from Gonzalez. It doesn't go. Warriors with the rebound coming back the other way. That's Williams. Kicks it over to Harris. Harris sends it up top to Adley. Adley being checked. Gives it up to Golson. Golson on the right wing to Williams. Warriors spreading it around. Now Harris trying to drive. Kicks out top side three. Golson in and out. Rebound, though, comes down to Williams, and that's what he was doing the other day. Back to Harris for the three. Can't get it. Rebound deflected out. Adley picks it up. Warriors still with it, looking for a third chance at scoring on this possession. Williams with it, gives it back to Adley. He's going to slow things down, get the offense set.
Looks like Wayne State's gone postless on offense as well.
Once you pull Coffee out,
Yeah. Ooh.
And I'll tell you what, Adley was looking to kick it down low to Golson, then said, heck with that, I'm firing this three. It went in, and all of a sudden the Warriors on an 8-0 run, answering the 6-0 run that the Blue Devils had. It's 23-14 Wayne State.
I mean, I guess we can do the three-point shootout thing if we get four tries every time down the floor.
It helps. That'll help. You know? You're going to make, you know, if you're a 29% shooting team, you're going to make one of the four, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Blue Devils with the ball. Man, top side, long three from Cameron McEvans. A little too long off the heel. Warriors with it coming back the other way. Golson, or correction, Harris with it up top. Going lefty to the lane, off the glass and good. And he's too quick.
He is. He's too crafty. I guess he gets rid of the ball quick before the blockers can get there.
Tell me this. Does he, if he doesn't realize, and I think he probably does, that they can't check him, some other's going to say something to him. They can't check you. You need to do this.
I think a guy that good gets it.
Okay. High-low game. Whew. Shot goes in for Nathaniel Ward. He's going to get the and one. I'll tell you, he got a nice post pass. Well, not even a post pass, just a cutting pass.
Yeah, back door. This
Noam Edry.
I mean, that's just good basketball right there. Good offense.
Good execution. And you know what? It took so long to get to the first timeout, it takes no time to get to the second timeout. Yeah. Warriors lead at 25-16. We'll be right back.
Are you ready? Ready to find the right care that works for you? Care that connects you to what you need anytime, anywhere, and fits best with your lifestyle? Whether it's in person or in your pajamas, online or over the phone, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan connects you to the care you need when you need it most. With the largest network of doctors and hospitals, an easy-to-use mobile app, and a 24-hour nurse line. Because we're always ready to help. Learn more about Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan at bcbsm.com.
Back to Midtown Detroit and the Wayne State Fieldhouse for more Warrior basketball.
Warriors lead at 25-16. That equals their biggest lead. 10:31 to go in the first half. Joe Abramson along with Andy Dold. And Andy, Warriors, well, we kind of joked about it, but really, if you're going to get the rebounds, then go ahead and fire up all those threes, even if you're not. Even if that's not your forte.
No, I mean, three offensive rebounds so far this half. You know, I'd like to see more of those. But, yeah, that is a recipe for success. That you can do all the time.
Gray looking to finish the three-point play for Lawrence Tech for the Blue Devils.
Coffee back in the game.
Yeah, it was a short rest. Did he call that? That free throw went off the glass for those listening on the radio.
Yeah, that's not great.
Oh, you don't think? Okay. It counts, but coffee back in the game. Also in for the Warriors, Jordan Briggs. He's up top with the ball, kicks it over to Harris. Harris, lefty dribble.
So we got a little bit of zone out of Lawrence Tech here?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah. Tell you, Hutch Ward in there, too. Had some nice minutes the other night. Hadn't really done much this year, but he played well. And this time a turnover, a steal by Blake Lund, and then a frustration foul by Coffey.
Yeah, you can't compound your mistakes. You know, you're fine. You got a steal. Don't compound it by fouling him.
And especially when you're the best post player, don't waste a foul up there near the midcourt circle.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, save him.
25-17, Warriors lead it. Blue Devils with the ball. Beavers with it. Kicks out. And that's Nathan Loudon. Nathan Loudon wasn't even on the roster that got sent over.
Really?
So, yeah, he was the player to be named later. Wow. But he made that shot, and it's 25-20 Wayne State.
Well, can we pick up somebody out of the parking lot that can shoot like that?
You know, that's transfer portal maybe?
Yeah, that's nice.
Coffey misses the righty hook. Rebound comes down to the shortest guy on the floor, Cameron McEvans. Ooh. Cameron McEvans goes all the way to the hole, lefty off the glass, can't get it to go off the side of the rim. Rebound came down to Harris. He sends it over to Ward, and Ward couldn't handle it. I don't know if the pass was outside of him or if he just wasn't ready for it. Either way, it's a turnover for the Warriors.
I don't know what to say about that.
Lawrence Tech with the ball coming back up court. McEvans has it. Gives it to Edry. Edry turns it over. Ward makes up for his mistake with that steal. Ward for three. Beautiful. Got it. And that's what he did the other day.
He's forgiven.
That's what he did against Lake Erie. Yeah. Get this guy confident. I think his playing time is going to increase. And if you're going to have a three-point shootout, that's the guy to have,
right?
Yeah,
okay. All right.
28-20, Warriors lead it. Blue Devils with the ball. McEvans at the foul line. Looks to kick it out. Turnover steal by Harris. Harris has it now for the Warriors. Warriors, you know, he wanted to get that fast break going. Instead, he slowed down, set things up.
I think that was a good decision. That's why he's running.
Absolutely.
The point.
They got the shot off by Cayman Lennox.
And it seems like Carmelo is like, I love that he's so under control. It looks like he's going about 80%, and then he has those bursts.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, he's at the rim. That's a great thing for a point guard.
Missed shot by Lennox. Was a held ball situation. Oh, no, it wasn't a held ball situation, actually. It was out of bounds off Coffee.
How deep have they gone? That 20-player roster.
They grabbed those other two guys out of the parking lot.
So they gone 10 or 11 deep so far?
Blue Devils ball. Lund gets it over to Milojevic. Lefty off the glass. You know, that wasn't pretty. That was just strong.
Yeah, it counts all the same, right? Don't get points for style.
Absolutely. 28-22. Warriors lead it. Ward at the elbow. Jump shot doesn't go. Coming back the other way is Giannotsis. He's going to give it up to Beavers, the point guard. Let him bring it across midcourt for the Blue Devils. Nice reverse lefty. Can't get it to go off the glass. Scramble for the rebound. And a foul is going to be called on Lawrence Tech. This one's going to go on Dario Milojevic.
You know, we expected them to shoot a lot of threes. They know it was going to happen, but I don't like how they're getting to the hole this easy.
They are kind of using their quickness and getting
that
some
not
easy
be a
layups.
Thing, yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, Warriors lead at 28-22. We got another timeout. You're listening to Wayne State Basketball on the Patriot.
This is a great day for Henry Ford Sports Medicine. As the official team physicians for the Detroit Pistons and care provider for the Detroit Lions, today we welcome another athlete whom we proudly care for, Lisa.
How is your injury?
It turned out to be just a twisted knee.
When can you return to Zumba?
Maybe next week.
Lisa, one more question.
Henry Ford Sports Medicine, official team physicians for athletes like Lisa and you. Learn more at henryford.com/sports.
You're listening to Warrior Basketball from the Wayne State Fieldhouse.
Warriors lead at 28-22, 7:54 to go in the first half. Joe Abramson with Andy Dole. And, dude, we're worldwide. We're all over this place.
What do you mean?
Kevin Breckmacher texted. He's listening in Scotland. What's up, Kevin? I hope you got to St. Andrews. And I hope I got a feeling he went everywhere.
Get some shepherd's pie while you're there.
Get some shepherd's pie, absolutely. Get some green spot or some red breast. You're going to have a good time there. But, yeah, we're all over this place now. Much Ward with a long three from the wing as we set things up again. Warriors with the rebound. That's Jordan Briggs. Jordan Briggs has two different jersey numbers. I got to double check with him a couple times. So we're in 33 today. Ball poked away, picked up by Beavers. Lawrence Tech coming the other way, down 28-22, looking to cut into that. Beavers again.
Though.
And it's the same move every time. He gets by everyone, and it is an easy shot, and that lefty layup keeps rolling off the front of the rim, fortunately for Wayne State. Warriors coming back the other way. Adley with it over to Ward, down low on the block to Coffee. Coffee, turnaround jump shot right in the face of Dario Milojevic for two.
I think that was Golson, wasn't it?
Was that Golson?
Yeah,
Golson. Oh, it was Golson.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, Coffee on the bench again.
Ooh.
30-22. Warriors lead it. Beavers over to Milojevic. Being checked by Golson. Little lefty hook.
That's a nice play.
That is a nice play because that is usually you go off the glass from where he was on the left block. And
that's
he just
nice
put
touch.
That thing in. That was pure.
I think we got to be a little concerned about the defense. I mean, now they're scoring in the post. Backdooring, driving past us, hitting threes.
Now, this was interesting. This time, Golson went down low to Ward in the post. Ward with a little righty hook. That didn't go, but he did draw the second foul on Dario Milojevic. Third team foul on Lawrence Tech, and Ward's going to get a couple of free throws. He's been all perimeter for the most part.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he can do it all, right?
I like guys like that. Swiss Army knife. First free throw off the front of the rim. Doesn't go. Another substitution coming in for the Warriors. Oh, one of those two-number guys, Rob Lee, wearing 42 today.
What is that about? We'll have to ask Coach.
I think the new uniforms haven't arrived.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think my freshman year I had different shorts for a couple weeks.
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
Didn't matter where I was sitting on the bench. It's not that high school thing as he got the second free throw to go and it's now 31-24. I don't think it's that thing of, you know, you wear even numbers at home and not on the road and all that. I know that was a thing. That's not the deal. Beavers brings it across midcourt for Lawrence Tech. Blue Devils trail at 31-24, 6:17 to go, first half. Now Shamar Matthews kicks it over. Giannoulsis, easy for me to say.
They have the entire team, man, on one side of the floor.
Beavers, shot, three-pointer, blocked by Williams. Adley coming back the other way, looking to kick it back to Lee, deflected off him, back into the hands of Adley. Now Beavers with the steal, driving.
Nice.
This time goes righty off the glass and gets it to go. Got the friendly bounce that time.
Yeah, he makes the hard ones. Can't leave your feet like that down there like Adley did on offense without a, you know, that's when you want to jump stop and make a strong move.
31-26, Warriors with the lead and with the ball. Briggs with it. Kicks it over to Adley. Adley dribbles up top of the key over to Briggs. Briggs on the left wing, back up top to Adley. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Warriors looking to get something going. Adley pulls up for three. Got it.
Nice shot.
Got it. And right after that went in, Brian Smothers called a timeout. So he likes the basket, but there must be something else he didn't like.
The offense was very stagnant. I imagine he didn't like that.
That's the first time we even had to acknowledge a shot clock.
They have those on today?
Well, yes, apparently, because we saw it. But up until then, I didn't know that it got below 15. And he's having a quick talk with the team over there. Still, Warriors 34-26. It's kind of comfortable. But like you said, these guys can score in a hurry.
They can score a bunch. I'm just not feeling it. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the old coach in me. But their offense, there's a lot of movement and a lot of good action, scoring different ways. I think we're very reliant on the three, and our offense is very stagnant at the moment. A lot of guys standing and watching.
All right, no substitutions for the Warriors, so Coffey will remain on the bench. But you've still got Golson and you've got Williams there, both good post players.
What's that timeout about? He wants to put some pressure on, looks like? Full court pressure?
A little choking pressure from Adley.
Heat these guys up a bit.
On Matthews bringing the ball across midcourt. Now Janiltsis with it up top to Dolny. Dolny on a weave. Gives it off to Matthews. Matthews gives it up top to Janiltsis. Janiltsis back to Matthews. Matthews thinking about the three. Now he's trying to drive. Turns at the elbow and forced into a travel. That's nice defense by Colin Golson.
Yeah, that was a great defensive possession. Lawrence Tech's running that kind of international ball screen offense.
Well, the roster.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a good point, right?
You know,
everybody knew it. It was just obvious.
You know, I'm just thinking about, wait, these guys are all from all over the place. There's a chance we're being heard in a bunch of countries.
Yeah, right.
Because
we are global today, huh?
This is a big deal. I mean, this is the closest we're ever going to be to feeling like Tony Ortiz.
Maybe that's why they're tuning in.
That's right. Well, there's that, too. Briggs drives. Kicked the ball out, was losing control. The reason he was losing control is he tried to get it to Rob Lee was he got fouled. Not shooting yet. 4:36 to go in the first half, but the Warriors will inbound the ball. Warriors leading at 34-26. They're going to inbound underneath the basket. It'll be Briggs triggering the inbound. Bit of a line change of substitutions just came in for
Lawrence Tech.
For Lawrence Tech. Yeah. Not going to be able to name them all. We don't have that much time.
And they'll be out momentarily.
That's right. Turnaround jumper at the baseline by Golson, mid-range.
I'd like to see his shot chart. I think he's 3-for-3 in that corner.
See, there's those analytics.
No, I love it. Yeah.
Found your spot. That's where we're going. 36-26. Warriors lead it. They're on defense now. McEvans drives baseline, kicks it out. Ward drives, can't get that one to go off the glass. Rebound comes down to Williams. Warriors on the run. Williams over to Lee. Lee for three, got it.
Wow.
And now Josh Pickens in his seventh season at Lawrence Tech wants a timeout. Interesting timeout. It's 4:01.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we are going to make an immediate timeout. Yeah, okay. He called it, but it's going to switch to a media timeout. Warriors lead at 39-26.
I am so honored to lead this outstanding institution that's been so transformative for the people and communities we serve. Wayne State is truly a university of opportunity.
Dr. Kimberly Andrews-Espy, president of Wayne State University.
Wayne State is a place where dreams are realized, taking students to a different place than where they started. Where knowledge, determination, and inspiration lead to new discoveries, which together better our lives and advance our state. Come join the nearly 24,000 students who are tomorrow's leaders and proud to be Warrior Strong.
Follow the bouncing ball with the Warriors on the Patriot.
One to go in the first half. Warriors lead at 39-26 over Lawrence Tech. Joe Abramson along with Andy Dole, Tony Ortiz down courtside. Andy just made a point to me off the air, and I noticed something else. The Warriors are 8-14 from three. The thing I noticed, for all that we both talked about, the three-happy team, the three-point specialist team, they're only 3-for-11.
Yeah.
I swear I've seen them make more than three. I thought I did.
Sure felt like it in the beginning.
My gosh, yeah. But as it is, Warriors with a 13-point lead. And, yeah, forget that three-point stuff. They just went down low.
Yeah.
Got Edry on a cut. Nice pass.
You get a layup
from
drill.
Gonzalez.
No point shooting threes.
And that might bring some – well, it's not bringing who I thought would come off the bench for the Warriors. I thought I might see Coffey come off. He's still sitting on the sidelines. Warriors with the ball. Golson to Williams. Left side, elbow. Jump shot off the front of the rim. Can't get it to go. Rebound, Dolny. Dolny brings it across midcourt. Gets it ahead to McEvans. McEvans over to Ward. Goes baseline left. Cut off by Golson. Going to have to set it up top again to Edry. Edry kicks it over. That's Dolny with it going left side. Now McEvans thinking about the jump shot. Now he's going to dribble lefty. Spin righty into the lane. Kick it out to Ward. He's on the right wing being checked by Golson. Takes him baseline. Forces it off the glass, can't get it to go.
Nah.
Ward, though, there with the position, the offensive rebound, and the put-back basket.
That hurts. That was a pretty good defensive stand up until we gave up the offensive rebound.
It was good right up until it wasn't.
Yep, exactly that.
Briggs with it. Drives, kicks. Golson for three. Off the front of the rim, can't get it. Williams with
yes.
The offensive rebound. Drives off the glass, lefty and good. That was authoritative.
Yeah, we need more of that out of him. We got to be hammering his glass if they're going to play four guards.
That was an athletic and a strong move. Mm-hmm. 41-30, Warriors lead it. 2:25 to go in the first half. Blue Devils with the ball. Ward kicks it up top. Edry, three-pointer. Can't get it to go off the back of the rim. Williams with the rebound, hands it off to Briggs. He's got it top of the key. Drives left, kicks, gives it up to Williams. Williams to Lee. Lee for three, right wing. In and out. Gonzalez with the rebound for Lawrence Tech. Blue Devils coming the other way. McEvans kicks it out. They're going to reset it, get it back to McEvans up top on the right wing. Now to Gonzalez. Gonzalez for three, got that to go. He had
wow.
a hand in his
that,
face.
Yeah,
that's
that was
a great
contested.
Shot.
I mean, you can't be too upset about that as a coach.
Ray Williams Jr. was all over.
Yeah,
that was
pretty good D.
Yeah, that was that's Duncan Robinson right there. That's it's going in either way. 1:35 to go. Warriors lead at 41-33. Briggs drives right, goes into the lane, can't get it to go, draws a triple team, and one of those three guys fouled him. He's going to the line. Foul's going to be called on Cameron McEvans. You know, really not a lot of team fouls yet. That's only their fifth team foul. Warriors with just four.
It's a pretty quick half.
It's, and I'll tell you, now the other day, I don't hope I'm not jinxing anything here, as Briggs' first free throw goes in and out. In all seriousness, the first half, the officials let everything go. And in the second half, it was as opposite as could be. And it really threw off the flow of the game for a while. Second free throw goes.
I wonder if they get paid by the hour or something.
Paid by the foul call. Maybe they got told, hey, we need more whistles. We don't even know if they work.
Trying to get to these media timeouts. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
A second free throw went. Warriors lead at 42-33. Checking back in for the Warriors is Carmelo Harris. He's on D checking. McEvans right now, who takes the ball, drives lefty, reverse layup. This time he got it to go lefty off the glass and good.
I mean, no passes. 35. Everybody should be in good help there. That can't happen. That was too easy.
Yeah, at this point, he hasn't shown that he's going to pass the ball, so just yeah. collapse on him.
Yeah.
Warriors with the ball. Adley with it. Lefty dribble, trying to force it down low to Golson in the post. Kick ball. Shot clock is at 20. We're at 58.9 seconds to go in the first half. Warriors lead at 42-35.
We got to make sure this is at least a three-possession game going into half. I mean, that's a lot of momentum for them if they come down here and get this at two before First half.
Absolutely. Warriors get the ball to Harris. Nice. Harris, turn around, reverse off the glass, right-handed. Got it.
He's so crafty. Just kind of pops out.
Nicest play of the day so far. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. 44-35. 43 seconds to go first half. Blue Devils with the ball. Skip pass. Ends up in the hands of Ward now. Up top, McEvans for three. In and out. Rebound into the hands of Williams. About a three-second difference between the game clock and the shot clock. Warriors can hold this if they want.
Good decision by LTU. Looked like they were going for the two-for-one.
I love that. Yeah. Harris with the ball up top. He's going to milk this clock for all it's worth. Not moving into the offense yet. Shot clock down to 12. Again, about a three-second difference. And now, Coach, some other signals to get things going. Seven on the shot clock. Six, Harris hesitates. Pulls back, drives, two on the shot clock, in the lane, off the front of the glass, can't get it to go. Rebound comes down into the hands of Gonzalez. Half-court shot by Ward is after the horn. And at the half, well, you've got your three-possession lead. The Warriors lead it 44-35. And we're going to send it down to Tony Ortiz right now. He's with Coach Brian Smothers.
Down here with Coach Brian Smothers, and first things first, Coach, you got to be pleased with the three-point shooting and the way your team has been crashing the glass against Lawrence Tech in the first half.
Yeah, you know, I thought we got some decent looks. They changed defenses a little bit. It took us a couple possessions to get organized with that. But overall, offensively, 44 points, that's good. We got to get some more stops on the defensive end.
You talk about getting stops defensively. Those backdoor cuts and backdoor screens seem to be hurting Wayne State, at least in the first half.
Yeah, and that's a little disappointing because we worked on it. We went over that. We knew exactly what we were going to see today. Hopefully, we come out the second half, we'll make some adjustments and be better coming out the second half.
Good luck in the second half, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach Brian Smothers down here on the floor. Joe, Andy, let's send it back up there to you.
Tio, that's our man. Wayne State leads at 44-35. We'll be right back. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on The Patriot.
Hey, Warrior fans. The 2023-24 basketball season is officially here as Wayne State basketball season tickets are on sale right now starting at $75. The WSU men are slated to play 14 regular season games inside the fieldhouse, while the women are scheduled for 13 of them. Faculty and staff receive a 50% discount off a regular season ticket by contacting the box office for purchasing information. The box office is located inside the Wayne State Fieldhouse or can be reached via phone at 313-577-4074. Again, the box office is located inside the Wayne State Fieldhouse or can be reached via phone at 313-577-4074. Go Warriors!
It's halftime for your Wayne State Warriors.
How about Brian Bolesky with a little up-tempo Christmas
music? Yeah, I like
to get you in the mood.
Yeah.
Warriors lead at 44-35. We're at the Wayne State Fieldhouse. Joe Abramson along with Andy Dold. And you know, you heard Coach Smothers talking with Tony Ortiz before they went into the locker room. And he said, yeah, they've got to do something about the backdoor cuts. Really, beyond the backdoor cuts, it's just point guards driving.
So the on-the-ball D, yeah, certainly needs to improve. And, of course, Coach will address that. You know, what's frustrating is that offense they're running, every team in America runs that. Every college, every high school runs it. It's a new
CYO,
cool thing.
Yeah.
So they've seen it before. They know what to do. Coach has said, we've even worked on this. So maybe it's a matter of effort. What we were saying about playing an NAI team, maybe you don't get up for the game as much. And they learn quickly that they need to.
Warriors are hitting those shots from outside, and they are spreading it around a little bit. They're getting guys in. You know, you talked beforehand about maybe their depth can come into play as the game goes on. Lawrence Tech has a bigger roster, but I don't know if they have more depth when you talk about guys that are really going to contribute.
Yeah, it's certainly not talent-wise. You know, they got a lot of good players, a lot of good pieces, I should say, kids that do certain things real well. But I don't think it's going to be a concern. Coach has gone – Coach Smothers has gone nine deep already, so –
And Warriors, should mention, have a 21-11 advantage on rebounds. So they're doing a good job with that. It's just a matter of, like, say, maybe sealing off on defense. They're handling the rebounding part on the inside. Just got to do the other part.
Yeah, you know, and while we're complaining, they held them to 35, which is pretty reasonable, you know. Yeah, so
pretty good. You got to like that.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a break right now. Come back with a little Wayne State feature for you, and then we'll be back with the second half. Warriors lead at 44-35. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on The Patriot.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have 2 branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
The Halftime Show continues next.
Hey, Warrior fans. The Wayne State University women's basketball team will next be at home on Sunday, December 3rd against the Saints of DeYouville University. The Warriors and Saints will be facing each other inside the fieldhouse for the first time ever, and the opening tip in Detroit is scheduled for 1 p.m. We hope you can join us on game day. Go Warriors!
And we welcome you back to Wayne State Basketball. We're pleased to be joined this afternoon by Dr. Paul Brocky, who is the Dean of the School of the Information Sciences and University Libraries here at Wayne State University. First of all, Dean Brocky, thanks for joining us. How's the semester been going so far?
You know, it's been a busy one. I'm new on campus, so I've had a lot to learn, but it's been a great semester so far.
Absolutely. That's the first question I have for you. You are brand new for this semester. And what has excited you the most about joining Wayne State's vibrant community here in the heart of Midtown Detroit?
Well, I mean, I think that you actually kind of capture the answer to that in the question. You know, when I was thinking about coming to Wayne State and exploring the opportunity, I was really impressed that Wayne State was this, really vibrant R1 university. With really deep connections to Detroit, which is, I think, just an amazing city. And I think that what really attracted me to the position and what I'm really excited about is just how engaged Wayne State is with the city of Detroit and the Detroit area. And so really having the opportunity to think about, you know, how to, you know, position my little slice of this great community in service of Detroit is really what excites me about being here.
Why don't you talk a little bit about your background and where you came from and what you're hoping to bring from that experience here to Wayne State?
Yeah, so I was most recently at Gonzaga University out in Washington State, but I've also been at a couple of other universities before that. I was at Purdue, I was at University of Arizona, and so I've had a range of experiences in working with academic programs, in developing innovative library services, and to the point of what my last answer about engagement with the community, you know, really thinking about, you know, how libraries, whether through the services of the library itself or how we educate future librarians, can really be part of kind of creative problem solving, innovation, and so forth on the campus level and in the broader community.
Now, considering the evolving landscape of information sciences and technology, how do you envision preparing students at Wayne State for the challenges and opportunities in this field?
Yeah, so information science and libraries are definitely evolving. And so, you know, thinking about ways that we can keep what we do current for students is a key part of what we need to do. You know, on the education side, on the school side, you know, we really need to be thinking about how we both make sure that students still have a solid grounding in the principles of information management and what libraries do and what libraries do for communities, but that they're also getting really practical experiences with the latest and greatest that's out there, so that they have relevant skills for their own employment, but also for having an impact once they leave Wayne State. You know, on the library side, we've been thinking for a long time, and we're continuing to think about, you know, how the digital transition impacts what we do, and that, you know, in some obvious ways means that we provide our collections in different ways, increasingly digital, although certainly not wholly. We have amazing treasures here in physical formats as well. But we're also really thinking about, you know, what is the role of things like information literacy for our students? So as Wayne State students are going out into an information-rich world, you know, how do we equip them with the predispositions to be able to think critically about information sources and to be able to use that responsibly and effectively in their own lives, whether it's personal or professional?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is kind of more of a broader question maybe about the university as a whole, but it's been a big kind of theme at Wayne State since I've been here the last 10 years or so to try to get involved more with the community of Detroit and the university. How do you go about doing that through your department?
Well, I think that there are a couple things. I think that the first thing, and especially being new here, is really listening. So going out and making sure that that we are and I am listening to the campus community, to the broader Detroit community about where there are needs, where there are opportunities, but you know, also thinking about where there are already strengths that we can build upon. You know, the libraries are open to the public, and we have really treasures about Detroit history, you know, other sorts of information that is really useful to citizens in the region. You know, thinking about you know, on the School of Information side, the sorts of you know, thinking about internships and community projects that we can use to really extend the reach of the campus of the school into the community and to you know, have an impact, but also really prepare our students. You know, and at the campus level, you know, teaching all across campus is continually evolving. So making sure that we are really have our ear to the ground and are listening to, you know, what the changes in the various curricula on Wayne State's campus are, and making sure that we're responsive and partners and helping that to evolve is what we're all about.
We use these broadcasts a lot as recruiting tools too, not just for athletics, but for the university as a whole. So I always ask people I interview for Halftime, kind of sell Wayne State. I know you've only been here for a few months, but sell Wayne State to a prospective high school student, or maybe even a post college student as well, coming in for maybe their master's work or doctorate work. Why would you want to come to Wayne State?
Well, I think you'd want to come to Wayne State because it's an incredible place. So I think that you have, you know, this really student-centered, research-intensive environment that gives you access to, you know, cutting-edge knowledge in a way that you would have at the, you know, the very best universities. But it's also, but I think that the other thing that Wayne State has to bring is this connection to Detroit. You know, so you're not just learning, you know, learning in the classroom, the city is your classroom, and you're learning from the broader environment that we're in. And I think that's just a mix that provides really unique experiences that are going to really prepare our students well for their lives beyond Wayne.
Absolutely. Hey, Dr. Brocky, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule to join us this afternoon. Have fun and best of luck the rest of the semester, and go Warriors, all right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks.
You are welcome. That's Dr. Paul Brocky, the Dean of the School of Information Sciences and University Libraries here at Wayne State University. We'll be back with the second half in just a moment. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.
The Wayne State Athletic Department is proud of our student-athlete success. This past fall semester, the student-athletes at Wayne State University continued to excel in the classroom as the department had 52 student-athletes with a perfect 4.0 term GPA, and 74% of student-athletes earned above the 3.0. Wayne State student-athletes have a cumulative GPA of 3.39. Additionally, over the last 15 years, Wayne State student-athletes have completed nearly 130,000 community service hours. Go Warriors!
Oh, yeah. For every free throw that the Warriors make this season, Michigan dairy farmers will donate 1 gallon of milk to the W Food Pantry.
The Wayne State University women's basketball team will next be at home on Sunday, December 3rd against the Saints of DeYouville University. The Warriors and Saints will be facing each other inside the fieldhouse for the first time ever, and the opening tip in Detroit is scheduled for 1 p.m. We hope you can join us on game day. Go Warriors!
The second half of today's basketball game starts now at the Wayne State Fieldhouse.
About 2 minutes before we get things going in the second half, Joe Abramson along with Andy Dole, Tony Ortiz down courtside, Brian Bileski in the studio. Warriors lead at 44-35, and Andy, you and I have been looking over the stat sheets and all that, and one of them, that a couple things that surprise us based on what we thought we were seeing early on. One, that Lawrence Tech only has 4 threes. Warriors have 8 of them. They're shooting better. They're 8-for-16. In the paint, the Warriors are owned. Lawrence Tech doubled them up 20-10.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And I can only remember one instance of Lawrence Tech posting up. So a lot of these are those back drives. Doors and drives. Yeah.
Now, second chance points. Warriors are getting that 8-2. Why are they doing that? Because they've got 5 offensive rebounds. Lawrence Tech only has 1. That is a big improvement over what was a problem early on a couple of nights ago.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, there really shouldn't be based on the personnel.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's been addressed.
You know, both teams are moving the ball well. 9 assists for Wayne State, 10 for Lawrence Tech. That part, that's going to happen. I think with Lawrence Tech, a lot of those assists are on those back doors and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. A metric I used to track, which probably doesn't mean anything, but it was like passes per possession. It just seemed like if you pass a bunch in a possession, you get a better shot. And that seemed to be what happened. They would move the ball side to side, get the defense to shift, and then, boom, next thing you know, they're shooting a layup.
Well, and you know, it's interesting, too, when you look at it, they have 10 assists. That's 7 different guys with assists. So it's not like, oh, they've just got a hot point guard who's making it happen. It is just part of the flow of their offense.
Yeah, I think they do a good job. Everybody touches the ball. Everybody's a threat. You can't take any possessions off on defense. And if you do, they make you pay.
Warriors shooting 53%. One thing that's made this game go really well is free throws. Orange Tech's 1-for-1. Warriors 2-for-4. Refs are letting them play. And it's not because guys are shooting a bunch of jump shots. Yeah, they are shooting jump shots, but both teams have been trying to play inside as well. They're letting these guys play some basketball.
Yeah, for sure. I think all the players are playing hard, nothing like that. But, the refs must have somewhere to be.
You know, it's Sunday. It's been a long weekend. They want to go home, take a nap, watch the 4 o'clock football game.
Yep,
you know,
yep.
I get it. Lawrence Tech will have the ball to begin the second half. They'll be moving left to right. Brandon Beavers with it, brings it across midcourt, and we are underway. Warriors leading at 44-35, led the whole way. Three-pointer from the top of the key off the front of the rim. Shot was taken by Dolny. Rebound ended up in the hands of Golson. Warriors try to get that lead back into double digits. And it's never gotten so close that you were worried. Maybe got down to 5 a couple of times. But at the same time, you're expecting the Warriors to maybe have a little bit bigger lead.
Whoa.
Coffey, I don't know how to describe that. He's on the right block, low post, doesn't really turn, kind of half-hook flip passes it to Golson, who flies in for the jam.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What were you saying? I lost my train
of
thought.
What was that? That was an alley-oop that those of you watching on Flow Sports, rewind. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Now, Lawrence Tech with it. Long three-pointer off the rim from Gonzalez, and the Warriors come back. Warriors leading 46-35. Golson thought about the three from the top of the key. Instead, gives it up to Adley. Adley on the low left block to Coffey. Coffey, this time skip pass across to Harris. Thought about the three, drives, turnover. Ball picked by Brandon Beavers. Beavers driving to the lane, off the glass, and good. Tell you, he took that right at Adley. It was like, here, you want to stop me, foul me.
Nice little reverse.
Nice shot, 46-37, back into single digits. Adley over to Harris on the left wing. Looking to post up Coffey. That's not happening. He's being denied by Janiltsis. Adley now has it on the right wing up top. Harris going to reset the offense. Gets a pick from Golson. Thinking about the three. Kick it over left wing instead to Williams. Now Williams gets it on the block to Coffey. Draws a double team.
Triple team.
Triple team now. Harris gets a wide open three, top of the key. Can't get it to go. Coffey had the rebound deflected from him. The reason he got it deflected is because he got fouled.
It's pretty clear that Coach discussed getting some post touches in there. It's 3 possessions, 3 post touches for Coffey. So,
and get him active. You know, a little bit of foul trouble, 2 fouls in the first half. He only played 10 minutes.
Yeah. And even beyond his scoring, he's going to create offense because he's getting automatically doubled. So
Or tripled, as we saw that last time.
Absolutely. Draws a lot of attention.
Coffey gets the ball in the high post on the right side, gets it over to the left elbow to Golson. Golson kind of fumbled that pass, but Harris was able to recover and pick it up. Harris now gets it on the low right block, to Coffey. Coffey draws the foul, and already he's created 2 fouls. It's just his presence.
Exactly. To say, his presence is – you know, he's not scoring per se. He's not getting, you know, offensive rebounds, but he's making the offense go right now.
And that is going to open up some jump shots for some guys.
Yep.
Warriors get it into Golson. Baseline right. Being checked by Ward. Pull-up jumper. Can't get that to go. Had a hand in his face. Rebound to the Blue Devils. Coming back the other way. That's Beavers at the right elbow. Drives. Kicks. 3-point attempt off the front of the rim. Doesn't go for Gonzalez. Warriors coming back the other way.
There seems to be a little bit more urgency on defense now. I think guys are a bit more dialed in. Lawrence Tech's having to rush their shots.
Harris with the ball up top. Hands off to Williams on the left wing. Gives it to Golson. Run a little bit of a weave. Now Harris has it. Uses a screen from Coffee, goes right, kicks back up top. Golson, left wing to Williams for three. Got it.
That's a nice little addition to his game.
Absolutely. Warriors lead at 49-37.
You know, the high flyer that can shoot threes is a
You like those
him.
Guys.
Yeah.
Little, Kobe, right?
Yeah.
Top side, long three, doesn't go for Edry. Warriors coming back the other way. Williams with it, kicks it over to Adley. Adley back to Williams on the left wing, outside the arc, now dribbles in. Kicks it back out over to Harris. Harris on the right wing with it, trying to reset the offense, calls for a screen from Coffee, gets it, pulls up inside the top of the key, can't get it to go. Long rebound, deflected by Beavers into the backcourt, picked up by Adley, though, for the Warriors. Ahead to Williams on the left wing for three, can't get that to go. Coffee hustles down the rebound beyond the three-point arc. That was more than just muscle. That was quickness.
Yeah.
Warriors with it again. Golson, baseline left, has the ball. Skip pass to Adley. Thought about the three on the left wing. Now tells Coffee to come up, set a pick. He does. Coffee then sets into the post and draws another foul.
Yeah.
There's nothing Gonzalez can do about him.
So we may have to blame Coffee for a long second half. If this keeps going,
that's right.
A lot of free throws.
All right, should I use the obvious, just be the bad? The 10 minutes he sat, was that a coffee break?
Yeah, it was.
We're going to call it that when he sits.
He definitely looks energized.
Let's make it a
thing.
He's
caffeinated.
He's caffeinated now. Harris, three from the baseline. Good. Had Beavers in front of him. Didn't matter. Got it. Warriors up 52-37. Biggest lead tonight. Today.
Good D.
Ward with it. On the left wing. Now hands off to Beavers. Beavers checked by Harris. Drives, crossover dribble, right-hander off the glass, reverse layup attempt doesn't go. Long rebound, though, comes down to Dolny, and the Blue Devils able to reset their offense. Ward drives, off the glass and good, just took Coffee.
Ah.
Probably realize he's got this big center on him. Ward's a 6'6 wing player.
Yeah, just, that's what you give up, right?
You've got to
pick your poison.
Quickness mismatch there. Williams. I'll tell you, that is a Hakeem Olajuwon, Tim Duncan spin move.
All
lefty
one?
Off the glass. Man, little Kevin McHale thrown in there. All you young guys listening have no idea what we're
really
talking
dating
about.
Yourself, Joe.
They have no idea what we're talking about. Use Google. You'll find out. YouTube. Beavers, long three.
Ooh.
Steph Curry range. They know about that one.
Yeah, they're familiar with that.
54-32. Warriors had the lead the entire game. Well, except for like the one three-point shot early on. But
we're not
for the most part, 3-2, I'm not going to count. Harris just inside the free throw line, kicks it out to Williams on the left wing. Williams baseline, hands off to Harris. Little
corner,
spacing
guys.
Issue right there. Harris drives off the glass, can't get it to go. Beavers with the rebound. Shot clock was running out. Warriors had no choice there. Beavers kicks it over. Gonzalez, he hits the three. And it's inside double digits again. 54-45.
They make you pay. One little slip up and quick five-point swing just like that.
Warriors slow it down this time, bringing it across midcourt as Harris. He gives it off to Adley. Adley now to Golson. They're running a weave up top. Adley with it again. Gets a pick from Coffee. Loses it. Picked off by Beavers. Beavers with a two-on-one coming the other way, but Harris is behind him. Ward, though, gets the ball. Harris, I think, did a good job. If you're gonna foul him, make sure he doesn't make the
Absolutely.
Shot.
That's a good decision.
That's exactly what happened there. Fouled him. He's going to go to the line. First, we're going to take a break. Warriors lead at 54-45. You're listening to Wayne State Basketball on the Patriot.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have two branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
Warrior basketball plays on WDTK Detroit.
Warriors lead at 54-45. Joe Abramson along with Andy Dolden. Andy, I know you were just looking up. Brandon Beavers, transfer from Shawnee State, Harvest Prep Academy from Columbus, Ohio. So might not be in the best of moods right now. But
he's everywhere.
This guy's all over the place.
Yeah. Offense, defense. He's looking at his stat lines for the year. We got 106. He's averaging about 20 points a game. He kind of does it all.
6'2 senior.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he's not coming back.
I was about to say, you said it before I could. I'm going to be done with him. That foul right before the break.
I bet Lawrence Tech's not happy about it.
No. No, they're going to see if they can get one of those 2020 extra years, maybe.
Yeah.
Ward's going to shoot a couple. Again, Harris had no choice. But if you're going to make that foul when a guy's got a breakaway layup, make him earn the points. And already a good foul is the first free throw off the rim. No good.
Yeah, that's a great foul. I mean, like you said, make sure he doesn't make the layup. And he's a 61% free throw shooter. You know, might as well roll the dice on that.
And he probably was a little frustrated with how he lost the ball back there, but good job of recovering. And now it's a great foul.
Yeah.
That one off the front of the rim. Williams chases down the rebound. So that last turnover didn't result in any points for the Blue Devils. Now
great
the
foul.
Warriors have it. Great foul. Briggs looking for Golson down low on the block.
That's
he's trying
double.
To spin baseline. Double team comes to him and forced out of bounds. And I'll tell you, I thought it was off McEvans. McEvans did a great job of forcing it off of Golson. Good defense.
I like what Coach is doing here. So we're getting the ball in the post, drawing that double, and then we send a cutter from the weak side. And if they don't pick him up, we have a layup. Otherwise, the far side is wide open.
Well, that's where that layup dunk or that alley-oop dunk came
exactly
from.
Exactly that, yeah.
Beavers with the ball brings it across midcourt. Blue Devils able to set their offense up. Blake Lund gives it off to Milojevic. Milojevic to Beavers, kicks it off. Lund has it now. Left wing, drives, kicks up top. Gonzalez. Drives, gets it taken by Harris. Harris able to save it into the hands of Briggs. Warriors are off and running. Briggs going to have to turn around, pull up, get the offense set. Good decision. Over to Golson to the right wing. Harris. Harris with the long three. Got it.
Nice.
Warriors answer, and it is back to a 12-point
lead.
57-45.
Very heady save by Harris down here. Instead of throwing it under the basket, he gathered himself and made sure he didn't give them a layup.
Now the Blue Devils with it. McEvans. At the free throw line, turning, has Golson on him, sends it back up top, Beavers. Beavers over to Gonzalez. Gonzalez almost throws it away, ends up in the hands of McEvans. He's being checked by Golson, drives Ooh. Off the glass, can't get it to go. They're going to give him that foul. All right, again, seeing more. It's what I saw the other night. I see more fouls in the second half.
That's definitely it's, a case.
This
so
is
far.
The thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if maybe if you know you if the whistles work better in the second
know,
half.
You know, You always thought the refs had, like, a quota of fouls. Maybe it's true.
And maybe they realized they were low.
Yeah, it could be.
You know?
They get a stat sheet at halftime, too, I imagine.
I would think so. That's going to put McEvans at the line. He makes the first one. Scores 57-46 now. Warriors still lead at 12:38 to go in the second half.
It doesn't matter how much it feels like we're kind of dominating.
It's not.
They're always there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, we're not in. He makes the second one. It's a 10-point game. Even I think we probably thought coming in, all right, we're going to have to make sure we know who everybody is because they're all going to play. We're not close to having everybody play.
No. This game is far from over.
Not at all. Warriors with the ball.
This is a good Lawrence Tech team.
Harris gets it over to Williams. He misses the three from the top. Coming back the other way now after the Gonzalez rebound. He got it to Beavers. Beavers kicks it back to Gonzalez for three. He got it to go. Guess what? We got a game now. 57-50.
Beavers draws the entire defense. Kicks it out for a three-point shooting drill.
This is the closest it's been in the second half. Golson now with it, top of the key. Over on the right wing to Harris. Harris dribbles at the right elbow. Ooh. Got fouled from behind. Blake Lund thought he might be able to get that block. Instead, he's going to give him two free throws. It's good for the Warriors. First free throws of the second half for them. They're going to shoot them after we take this timeout. Warriors lead it 57-50. You're listening to Wayne State Basketball on the Patriot.
Are you ready? Ready to find the right care that works for you? Care that connects you to what you need anytime, anywhere, and fits best with your lifestyle? Whether it's in person or in your pajamas, online or over the phone, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan connects you to the care you need when you need it most. With the largest network of doctors and hospitals, an easy-to-use mobile app, and a 24-hour nurse line. Because we're always ready to help. Learn more about Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan at bcbsm.com.
The Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, WDTK Detroit, where local news matters. A division of Salem Media Group, an Odyssey station.
Oh, yeah.
For every free throw that the Warriors make this season,
Michigan dairy farmers will donate 1 gallon of milk to the W Food Pantry.
All right, a gallon of milk for every free throw. That means two of them so far to the Michigan Food Pantry.
I think there's two more coming right here.
There's two more coming right here. Warriors lead at 57-50, an even 12 minutes to go in regulation. And, yeah, we got to talk about regulation. We don't want to say the O word out loud. We're not those kind of people. But Lawrence Tech, you said it, Andy, this is a good basketball team.
It really is. I mean, we keep talking about, like, snobs, talking about D2 versus NAIA, but, you know, I'm checking right now. Dario Milojevic is a 6'8" center, just like a typical GLIAC center. This is a good quality team. They could compete in the GLIAC.
Carmelo Harris is going to shoot a couple now for the Warriors. First one, nothing but net.
Milk.
More milk. Can we get chocolate milk?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Set sends second one. Got that one as well. Warrior lead back up to 59-50.
I thought we might see a little pressure here, but look, it's me token instead of a press.
Yeah, Briggs giving a little pressure to Beavers. Beavers gets it across midcourt. Now he's got it on the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Hands it over to McEvans. McEvans for the long three. Got that to go. I mean, that's Klay Thompson area.
Two possession game.
It is 59-53. This is the closest it's been in the second half. Briggs with it, left wing, gives it up top to Williams. Williams down low to Golson on the block. Double teamed lefty, got it to go. Nothing that Dario Milojevic could do about that.
No. A solid move, going to his left.
Yeah, he had good position. He was where he's supposed to be. And
yeah, situations like that, yeah. If you let a player catch it that low, it doesn't matter how good a defender you are. It's pretty much over.
As long as he makes the shot, right?
Yep.
We're going to get more milk?
I think so.
More milk. Completes the three-point play. Lead back up to 9. Warriors lead it 62-53. 11-22 and running to go here in regulation. That's Lund with it up top. Hands over to Milojevic. Milojevic to McEvans at the free throw line. Pull up Jay. Bounces around. Doesn't go. Warriors coming back the other way after another rebound by Williams. That's 10. Warriors with the ball. Golson with it on the left wing. Uh-oh. Hands it off. Well, almost threw it away. Harris able to recover. 8 on the shot clock. Harris pulls up for 3 from the left wing. He had Lund in his face. Didn't matter.
Yeah.
Didn't matter.
There's your Klay Thompson 3. That was
good. Man, oh, man. He's wearing the right number, too. Wearing number 11. Now McEvans. Top of the key. Beavers has it. Pulls up for 3 with Briggs in his face. Or McEvans, McEvans for 3.
Both these guards are really
nice
good
players.
At creating space. These smaller guards.
Nice players. Warriors with it. Golson thought about the 3. Now he's going to go right down the middle of the lane. You know why? No one was there.
Yeah, good decision. Doesn't get more high percentage than that.
And Brian Smothers is going to call a timeout. I'll tell you, I think he was ready to shoot it and then just saw, like Moses, everything parted. Yeah. And said, well, I guess we should take this.
There's free money at the end of this pass.
And absolutely, and there was. And the Warriors have that lead back into double digits, 67-56. Brian Smothers, what's going on right now? Is he saying, all right, we're here where we want to be now, let's finish the job?
So, yes, I've always wondered about this in my coaching career, these timeouts. Like, I never call timeouts like this. Like,
okay.
Until we score, so I imagine he's imploring him to push this lead up a little more, maybe throw some pressure on him right here. That's something I might do, but... I mean, he's a lot better than me. So
right.
I've wondered, I'm
with you, though. I don't get this one. I sometimes understand it when things get a little harried and
yeah.
If you're starting to lose a big lead, that do you call timeout and just say, guys, you know, we are winning. Don't panic here and make anything bad happen.
Yeah.
But this one.
A lot of coaches do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was always call a timeout in a bad situation or if it's flat.
Well, they clearly went to a different clinic you did. We'll talk about that later. First thing, though, we're going to talk to Tony Ortiz. What's up, T.O.?
Things from down here on the score sheet. Wayne State's dominating on the boards. Last check, 29-15. One problem here, guys, turnovers. Wayne State has 9 turnovers for the game so far. Lawrence Tech has 4. One reason why they are back in this game, only down by 11, 67-56.
Thanks, Tony.
And, you know, I'll tell you, the Warriors are probably a little lucky there, too, in that the difference in points off turnovers is only one. So Lawrence Tech has not capitalized on it as much as they could. But, boy, right there, nice pass from McEvans to Ward for an easy layup. Briggs with it now for the Warriors as the Warriors lead at 67-58. Briggs pull up mid-range jumper, long rebound into the hands of Yanoltsis. Blue Devils off and running. McEvans thought about taking Harris to the hole, pulls back up, keeps the dribble though. Turns, kicks, gets it over to Lund. Lund over to Ward now. Ward top of the key, driving right side. Loses the ball off his own leg into the hands of Briggs. Warriors coming back the other way. Briggs stops at the top of the key, then drives, kicks out Williams. Williams thought about the shot. Instead drove, kicked back. Golson with it. He drove. Nothing there. Warriors going to reset. Briggs to Harris. Harris on the right wing. Gets a screen from Golson. 12 on the shot clock. Plenty of time. Now Williams drives. Left-handed. Turnaround in the key.
Oh, shot.
Nice. Didn't go. Yeah. Man, that thing hit every edge of the rim and never went. By the way, I swear Williams had 10 rebounds, but right now still 9. He's going to have 10 in a second now.
Just getting a little bit ahead.
Well, Jeff Weiss's Jeff Weiss's crew is so fast, it got into this thing as he got it.
Yeah, I have noticed that.
By the way, guess what? Number 10 right there.
There you go. Oh.
Williams with the rebound got it ahead to Briggs as the Blue Devils came up empty on that last possession. Now Harris with the ball up top, takes it left side, 15 on the shot clock, dribbles right, dribbles left, now goes to the top of the key, pulls back, kicks it over.
Uh-oh.
Lennox. And a whistle, and we've already had more whistles than we had the whole first half.
Probably a good foul, too. I mean, it was a great mismatch for us with Golson on
McEvans.
If he gets that, it's layup towns.
Yeah, I mean, McEvans is 5'10", Golson 6'5", and athletic.
Yeah, is he 5'10"? I don't know. I was 5'10" in the program, but not in real life.
Yeah, it's all whatever you want to be. I had a friend who played at a Division I school, and he was 6'8 in high school and 6'7 in college. I asked him how tall he really was. He said 6'6.
That sounds about right.
I go, how'd the other happen? He goes, they asked me how tall I was, and I told him.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, okay. Exactly. All right, nothing happened there. Warriors with a missed shot. Coming back the other way is Lawrence Tech. And turning in kind of a wild shot with Shamar Matthews. Warriors come down with the rebound. They're coming back the other way. Williams turns, drives, dunks. Hey. 69-58. That was emphatic.
His dunks are worth the price of admission.
Oh, my. McEvans now with it for Lawrence Tech. Pulls back on the right wing for three and got it. Man, that's a nice jump shot.
Man.
These guards are good.
Yeah, yeah.
McEvans now with 13 points to go along with Beavers and his 11. Beavers with 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals as well.
Yeah, he definitely fills the stat line.
Warriors get a drive from Adley. He got a nice shot off there. Wasn't able to get it to go, but was able to draw the foul. And that is going to put the Warriors in the bonus for the rest of the game. He's going to shoot 2 anyway, but that's the 7th team foul on Lawrence Tech. Warriors lead at 69-61. We're going to take a timeout. You're listening to Wayne State Basketball on the Patriot.
Uniprop is proud to sponsor the fine athletes that participate at Wayne State University. Wayne State is the heart of Detroit, and the young student athletes that represent the university and the city are a great example of dedication to living a healthy, productive life. Uniprop has been based in southeastern Michigan for 40 years, investing in private equity and real estate to support the area and its residents, and the support for Wayne State is just an extension of that.
Back to Midtown Detroit and the Wayne State Fieldhouse for more Warrior basketball.
Warriors lead at 69-61, 7:25 to go in the second half. Joe Abramson along with Andy Dolden. Andy, you look at this roster. I talked to Coach Smothers about it. You and I talked about it off the air. A lot of these guys know each other, whether it be from community college, from playing down at St. Cecilia's, or playing somewhere else in a pickup game. There's familiarity out here.
Yeah, I think some of them were teammates, right? McEvans went to school with who are the guys in it? What's
that? McComb?
Yeah.
At McComb Community College, and that's a team that went to the national championship game.
Yeah, with Kareem and one other guy. Tomario.
So these guys were all part of, they played big-time basketball as far as high pressure, high stakes, and things like that. First free throw doesn't go for Adley, by the way. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that says that they're all winners for the most part, right? They're competing for championships.
We like guys like that.
Yeah, yeah. The more the better.
See if you can get another one. All right, we had a chance at 2 gallons of milk. We got one.
Well,
one free throw goes. Warriors lead at 70-61. 7:20 to go in the ball game.
Right back where we started at halftime, up 9.
Blue Devils with the ball. That's Ward on the left side being checked by Coffey.
No.
Oh, he forced a foul to happen. And, all right, you tell me if this is what happens. This is what I'm thinking happened. The officials told him, watch this. Keep an eye on him. And then they forced it to happen. They planted the seed in the official's head.
Could very well be. I mean, you got to reward a big fellow for moving his feet that well.
Because he moved his feet and he ran into his chest.
Yeah, it's not his fault. He's huge.
That's right. Turns into a three-point basket as McEvans gets it on the left baseline. And we're back to a six-point game, 70-64. 6:56 to go in the ball game. Warriors with the ball. Adley up top being checked by McEvans. Keeps the dribble. Now kicks it over on the right to Harris. Harris looking for Coffey down low. Ward's denying him. I'll tell you, Ward is fighting him for
being
outsized.
Working hard.
He is really working. Adley, checked by McEvans. Ward comes up on the double team, forces the ball away. McEvans picks it up, drives off the glass, can't get it to go. Beavers, though, right there with the putback. Warriors had no choice. They had to go after the ball. What do they tell you? Stop ball. They stop ball. And
game score without the ball, right?
Turns into an offensive rebound and a basket. And, folks, this is the closest, again, that it's been in forever. 70-66. Warriors lead it by 4. 6:15 to go in the ball game. Man, nice ball handle there by Kamen Lennox. Almost lost it. Able to keep it. Kick it over to Williams. Boy. He misses the three, though. Ball comes down in the hands of Blake Lund. He'll bring it across midcourt. And Lawrence Tech can cut this to 2 or even 1 on this possession. Ward over to Beavers. Beavers at the left elbow. Kicks it over to Ward. Thought about the three. Now he's going to drive into the key. Coffey there to stop him. Kicks it back out. Beavers with it. 9 on the shot clock. Pulls up for 3. Off the front of the rim. Can't get that to go. Another rebound for Ray Williams.
Good defensive possession right there.
Williams with 11 boards now. 5 assists. 15 points. Man, he talk about a guy that fills up a stat sheet.
Yeah, he gets it done.
Coffey, hands off. Harris for 3 from the ring. From the right wing, got that to go. And every time, like we've seen all year, somebody comes close, Warriors answer.
Yep.
73-66. Little over 5 to go in the game. McEvans at the elbow. Up fake. Gets the shot off. And the recovery foul is going to be called on Adley.
Right there, guarding each other.
I think they might know a little bit about each other's game.
Yeah. We've seen it once or twice.
That's going to put McEvans at the line, shooting 2. That's the 4th team foul on the Warriors, by the way. McEvans, 16 points. Misses that first. That's his first miss of the day as far as free throws go.
Feels like it's his first miss anywhere.
I swear. I'm looking. He's shooting 5 for 11. I don't know where the 6 misses are from.
I think he had the layup earlier.
A couple layup issues, yeah. Beavers, same thing. Beavers is 6 for 13. Second free throw goes. 73-67. Warriors lead it. Adley going to bring the ball across midcourt. He's got up top with the dribble. 5 minutes to go in the game. McEvans checking him. Adley still with the ball. 14 on the shot clock. Harris moving around trying to get a screen to get the ball. Does.
Somebody's open.
He's on the left wing. Over to Williams. Williams thought about the shot. Instead tries to drive. 5 on the shot clock now. Goes inside in the key. Lefty off the glass and good. That was nice. Soft touch.
Back-to-back winning plays.
75-67 now for the Warriors. Lund, long missed 3. Ward, though, able to chase down the rebound for the Blue Devils. They get another chance at this. Beavers with it up top. Gonzalez for 3. Got it.
Boy.
75-70, and they won't go away.
I would not say that was poor defense. That was just a better shot.
No, these guys just won't go away.
Yeah.
75-70, Warriors with the ball and the lead. 4:13 to go in the game. Harris with it. Driving left towards the baseline. Got fouled from behind by Lund. He'll shoot the 1-1. Warriors 75-70. They've led by 15 a couple of times. And Lawrence Tech doesn't go away. They just keep fighting.
Yeah, you give them an inch, they take a mile there.
Yeah.
I thought we were in good shape after that. Came out at halftime and the big dunks. Something to get the momentum.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, they made it. The Warriors seemed to make what you thought was a definitive statement early in the second half.
Yeah, enough of this.
Yeah, and no. They Blue Devils had their own statement coming back. First free throw goes. Now we're talking possessions again. This is big. Three possessions if you make this one. Got it. 77-70. Warriors lead it. 4:10 to go in the ball game. Lawrence Tech with the ball. Beavers being checked by Adley. Gets it across midcourt. He's going to get it to Ward on the right wing. Ward over to McEvans. McEvans top of the key outside the arc. Being checked by Golson. Pulls up at the elbow for two. Off the back of the rim. Rebound out of bounds. Off Adley. He just couldn't control it. He had it in his hands and just couldn't collect it. Warriors lead at 77-70. We're going to take a timeout. You're listening to Wayne State Basketball on the Patriot.
Hey, Warrior fans. The Wayne State University women's basketball team will next be at home on Sunday, December 3rd against the Saints of DeYouville University. The Warriors and Saints will be facing each other inside the fieldhouse for the first time ever, and the opening tip in Detroit is scheduled for 1 p.m. We hope you can join us on game day. Go Warriors!
You're listening to Warrior Basketball from the Wayne State Fieldhouse.
Two to go in the ballgame. Warriors lead it 77-70. Joe Abramson along with Andy Dole. Andy, you just said something really interesting off the air. Share it with everybody else because Kevin's listening and Scott, he wants to hear this.
It's for you, Kev. So, I don't know. It just looks to me like Lawrence Tech. It's like they don't even look at the score. They're like a machine. They come down and they run their offense. They do their thing. And then at the end, they look up like, oh, did we win? And that's what they've been doing for the last, 36 minutes.
Just play basketball, execute what we do, and worry about us.
Not stressed. They don't. Their demeanor doesn't change if they're down 15 or if they're down 4. They're just hooping.
It's working. Yeah, well, it's working to the detriment of 7 points, but it's keeping them in the game.
Not over yet, right?
Lawrence Tech down 7 with the ball. McEvans over to Ward on the left wing. Ward up top back to McEvans being checked by Harris. Harris goes left, or McEvans lefty off the glass.
Offensive.
Not going to get that. Nope. Offensive foul. Cleared out.
Actually, a pretty great drive aside from that. Definitely offensive foul.
He's dribbling lefty and uses his right forearm and just clears Carmelo Harris off of him.
That's an easy call.
And aside from it being an easy call, it's why the basket went in. Yes. If he doesn't do that,
he's definitely got an advantage.
Yeah. Warriors with it, up 7. Harris going to turn around for 3. Off the back, can't get it. Ooh. Rebound by Golson. Poked away and into the hands of Ward. Boy, that's a quick possession, and Warriors only got the one shot off. Ward hands it off to Beavers. Beavers for 3 off the front of the rim. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down in the hands of Adley. Do you slow down now if you're Wayne State?
I think you got to get a good one, I'm not a big fan of slowing down because I think it changed your mentality, but you got to grind out and get a great shot.
Golson up top with it, hands it off to Adley. Adley at the free throw line, pulls back outside beyond the arc now, top of the key, setting the offense up, being checked by Beavers. He's going to go right, drive into the lane, can't get it to go. Putback doesn't go either by Lennox, and the rebound comes down in the hands of Gonzalez. For the Blue Devils, and they've got the ball. 2.5 to go in the game. McEvans, ball deflected by Golson into the hands of Harris. Defensive play of the game so far for the Warriors.
That's why you keep your hands up on D. Coaches always say it, and players don't get it. There you go.
There's your picture to show why.
Yep.
Harris with the ball up top, being checked by McEvans. Now hands it off to Golson. Golson outside the arc. Now drives at the elbow, gets it poked away by Beavers into the hands of Lund. He gets it back ahead to Beavers. Beavers drives, lays it in, and, the same thing we just saw. They scored, and they call timeout.
Yeah.
So
this situation might be to set a press.
They've cut it to 77-72. Lawrence Tech has just made that basket. Now, there was that case of taking the turnover and converting it, and they are up to 13 points off turnovers now. For a while there, they weren't converting. They're doing it now. They're inside 2 possessions.
Yeah. They're excellent at digging from the wings and on the post. So if the guy at the top of the key takes one dribble toward the basket, the wings are all digging on the ball, and they've come up with 3 or 4 steals that
way. Absolutely.
Just right here.
they've done that. They've poked rebounds away that way too. Even if they've got, like you say, a few steals, they've also had multiple times where they just clustered up the possession, for lack of a better term. They just made Wayne State have to reset or do something they really weren't wanting to do.
That's really your goal on defense, right? Is to take the team out of what they want to do.
Yeah, be a pest, annoy them, make them uncomfortable,
and
then make them miss the shot and get the ball or force the turnover there. Now, if you're so we're figuring out what they're saying. What's Brian Smothers saying right now?
Guys, we got to take care of the ball. Let's get a great shot here. Let's, we're fine. You're going to be all right. Just let's get a great shot next time down. Watch for a press.
Watch for a press. Okay. Let's see what they do. Warriors are going to have Adley inbounding the ball. And, Lawrence Tech is showing press.
What we got? Man-to-man.
That ball's in the hands of Lennox. Back to Adley. Adley ahead to Harris. Well, not much of a press. They showed it and backed off.
I thought they were trying to get the ball out of Harris's hands, but let him get it back.
Williams over to Harris. Harris at the top. Gets a key from Golson. Now he's double-teamed.
There
pressured back to midcourt. He's going to drive into the lane. Woo! Lefty off the glass and good.
Nice touch.
Wow. Great play by Harris. Warriors back to a three-possession game, up 79-72. Minute and a half to go. Beavers drives right side. Ooh. Shot blocked.
Yeah,
Adley.
That's not the guy you attempt that on.
Oh, my gosh. 6'2", but, man, he played like he was 6'6 there. Just swatted that. Now Harris with the ball. 17 on the shot clock. Gets it over to Williams. Back up top to Harris. They're going to milk this clock a little bit.
Got to get one here.
10 on the shot clock. Harris drives off the glass and good. I'll tell you what, he just took McEvans to the hole.
He is so smooth. He doesn't even look like he's trying until he explodes.
You know what? It doesn't look like he's trying. It doesn't look like he's panicked either. You talked about them, about Lawrence Tech playing like, oh, we're just playing ball. He was just smooth.
Yeah, he definitely has that going too.
Ward able to save the missed shot. McEvans fired up a long three air ball. Ward had it, had to save it, and was able to basically throw it off of Harris's legs and out of bounds. And the Blue Devils are going to inbound underneath their own basket. Under a minute to go now. Warriors up 9. Ward gets the ball, gives it back to Beavers. Beavers, lefty, into the lane, off the glass, left-handed and good. Still a 7-point deficit.
This
so
is where we're
going to
get some milk. They're going to have to start fouling.
Lennox comes down the other way, and, man, before you could finish the sentence.
Yeah.
Although, you know what, that whistle was a – did you think that whistle was maybe just a half count? I thought he just made a steal. And
He was definitely anticipating.
Yeah.
But we're okay with that.
No, we'll take – yeah.
Because we're about to fill this pantry.
That's right. A lot of milk. That's going to put Lennox at the line shooting 2, as that's the 10th foul. First free throw goes, and Lennox is in the scorebook for the first time today.
So do you think McEvans is going to hear about that block from Adley, since they're ex-teammates? And
he's going to get a text while he's sitting in the locker room.
You're absolutely correct.
Yes. And, in fact, if he can find a way to clip it off of the Flow Sports replay, he's going to get a TikTok video.
This is quite likely.
Sent to him. Absolutely. Both free throws go. 83-74. Warriors lead it. Gonzalez for a long three for the Blue Devils. Long miss. Comes down in the hands of Lennox, and he just lost it at midcourt. McEvans from behind poked it away. Now Beavers with it. Can't get the long three to go. Harris with the rebound, and well, there's three guys there, and they all three fouled him. Let's see who they call it on. It could be Lund, it could be Gonzalez, it could be Ward.
Team foul.
It's everybody, yeah. They're going to share it. But it's going to put Harris at the line, shooting 2. Harris, I'm comfortable risking the jinx at this point. He's 4-for-4 from the line.
Yeah, he's fine. He could do this in his sleep.
Yep, first one goes. And it is a 4-possession game, and you can write this one off. Good job for the Warriors. I'll tell you, though, that team over there on the other side,
Lawrence Tech
is the real deal, and they made them work for this. They made them earn it. Second free throw up and good. Warriors lead it 85-74. Blue Devils coming back the other way. Beavers thinking about the three. Instead gives up McEvans. McEvans now shoots the three, gets it to go, and they're going to call one last timeout with 5.9 seconds to go to run that 8-point play. It's 85-77. This will be a 30-second timeout. But I'm glad you said that before I did. Because, yes, that's, I think, what everyone's thinking right now.
It's not a great way to make friends in the coaching industry.
You know, it's funny. So this game is going to end up being an 8 to 10-point difference. And the other night against Lake Erie was an 11-point difference, which sounds like they're similar games. These two games couldn't be farther from each other than possible. The Warriors were never having to worry about that game. Mm. They had to work for this one. This one was
really odd.
They had
game.
To earn this game.
4-12 and
inbound.
I think if they call a timeout, you can dunk.
To Lennox, no. Dribbles, thinks about it, and now he's going to pull back. Clock's going to run out, and the final score will be Warriors 85, Blue Devils 77. Warriors were led by Harris with 33 points. Throw in 5 rebounds, throw in 2 steals. Man, that guy played well.
To be honest, I mixed it up with his minutes because he also played 33 minutes.
He's a point-a-minute guy, literally.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that is awesome. Golson had 18. Williams had 17, 11 boards, and 5 assists. Those guys led the way, and this was a tough ball game. This was something the Warriors had to earn.
Yeah,
and they
absolutely did.
I mean, they worked hard for this. They got it, but it was not easy.
No, they had 4 guys in double figures.
Just waiting on Tony Ortiz to get Brian Smothers to come up with him, and I think Coach Smothers might have forgot, but he's back there now. Tony Ortiz is with Coach Smothers. We'll send it down right now. Tio.
Down here with Coach Smothers, you had to like your defense towards the end of the game. At one point it was 77-70. You made some key stops in the end that allowed you to get the victory.
The goal is to win the game, whether it's pretty, ugly, or what. Win the game, give yourselves a chance to get back to the drawing board, figure some things out, get better.
One thing that had to be pretty, Carmelo Harris, 33 points, a career high for him, and he had some key buckets for you down the stretch.
You know, he's been struggling shooting a little bit thus far, so we knew he was due for a game, and no better time for him to do it than today.
Coach, your next 5 games are on the road. You've got a three-game winning streak going into that stretch. How important was it to get those 3 wins and get this win today before heading the road?
Yeah, for sure, and that was something that we talked about. You try to break the season up in segments, you know. Right now we're going on a road trip, right, for pretty much a whole month. So the road trips are good, great opportunity for guys to bond, connect together, and go on the road and figure out how you can win games.
Congratulations, Coach Smothers. We'll talk when you come back from the road.
Thank you.
Coach Brian Smothers down here with us, guys. One quick note, by the way. Carmelo Harris is 33 points, the most by a Wayne State University player since they moved into this, or in this field house, since they moved here from the MAFI a few years ago. So big ups and big props for Carmelo Harris. And he has some huge baskets, guys, late in the stretch that allowed Wayne State to pull away with this game.
Absolutely. Yes, he did, Tony. Thank you very much. That game was, tell you, the Warriors made it close, and then they let it get close, but they kept coming back with the answers. We're going to talk real quick with Colin Golson. Ask you about this game, Colin. You had 18 points. You guys were out there. That team you played is a lot better than you guys probably thought they were coming in.
Honestly, yes, 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 they are. Yes, they were. We knew, seeing film, like, yeah, these guys, they can shoot. They really do shoot the ball at a high clip. They can make shots. It's not just a team that, okay, they take a lot of attempts, but they don't really, like, make shots. They actually make shots. They run their stuff very well. That is a very disciplined program, and they run their sets really better than anybody we play.
Talk about Carmelo Harris, 33 points. The most a Warrior player has ever had in this building, and a career high for him. They didn't have an answer for him, and some of that's from you big guys setting screens and drawing defense to you because he was getting inside and hitting threes.
Yeah, Melo, he's tough. He's tough. He has an answer for almost anything. Like, he's just one of those players. He can be amazing in any system that you put him in. He's one of those guys down low, up top, setting screens, coming off, seeing how the defense is playing, and he can produce wherever on the floor.
Talk about rebounds. Last game against Lake Erie in the first couple of minutes, they got whatever offensive rebound they wanted.
until Coach Smothers called a timeout and you guys kind of adjusted and then you owned it. That didn't happen today. You guys, you, Williams, Coffey, you guys took care of the rebounding part today. You weren't letting that happen.
Yeah, that was one of those things where it's like nobody should dominate us on the glass in our house. That's just that's more so a pride thing than just an effort thing. Like, we can't keep coaching effort. That's – we got to have a little bit more pride than that.
Last question. I just want to know about that play at the beginning of the second half.
So, Coach drew up the play. I'm assuming you're talking about the lob.
That's the only play, man. Yeah. Come on. That's Coach, yes.
Coach drew up the play. We knew how they were guarding. We knew they're flooding the paint when Matt's in there. I looked at Matt. I'm like, "Yo, are you trying to score? Or would you like let me know? Let me know how you feeling." And I told him to throw the lob. I just throw it up there. You throw it. I promise you, I go get it.
You got it. Yeah. And that was fun. Yeah. Hey, man, great job. Good game.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Hey, Warriors win it, 85-77. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on the Patriot.
Fall is so exciting. Wayne State is filled with students, and the university is buzzing with activity.
Dr. Kimberly Andrews Espy, president of Wayne State University.
In a remarkable city like Detroit, on a beautiful campus like Wayne State's, anything and really everything is possible. To our students, we are so thrilled that you chose Wayne State for your academic journey to pursue your dreams for a bright future. You belong here, and you will succeed.
Hey, Warrior fans, the 2023-24 basketball season is officially here as Wayne State basketball season tickets are on sale right now starting at $75. The WSU men are slated to play 14 regular season games inside the fieldhouse, while the women are scheduled for 13 of them. Faculty and staff receive a 50% discount off a regular season ticket by contacting the box office for purchasing information. The box office is located inside the Wayne State fieldhouse or can be reached via phone at 313-577-4074. Again, the box office is located inside the Wayne State Fieldhouse or can be reached via phone at 313-577-4074. Go Warriors!
Warriors win it 85-77. Joe Abramson along with Andy Dold. And Andy, that was, we talked to Colin Golson about it. He said, he admitted, he goes, they're better than we thought they were. He yeah, didn't man. Hide that. But he said, yeah, you know, they knew, though, when it came down to the rebounding and things like that, it was a matter of pride. And then having Carmelo Harris, when he gets on, he's a tough player to stop.
Yeah, that was pretty clear. I'm looking at the second half stats here, you know. We talked about the first half, how they shot kind of 25% from the three. They were 9-for-19 from the three in the second half. Lawrence Tech, that is.
Yeah.
And that's a good way to get back in the game pretty quick.
The Warriors got the plays they needed at the end, and you had we talked about Harris with 33, Golson with 18 and 8 rebounds, Williams 17 and 11 rebounds. There were guys contributing around there. Coffey, foul trouble got in the way with him, and I think matchups too. He never scored, but he did have 7 rebounds. He made his presence known when he was on the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, these guys are built to do one thing, and they're getting it done.
Yeah.
I'm looking, we got to be a little bit upset about offensive rebounds here.
Oh.
You know, 5-5, I feel like that's something we probably could have and should have dominated. I'm sure Coach is talking about that right now.
In the second half, yeah, absolutely. As it is, though, the Warriors got that win, 85-77. We'll be right back to wrap things up. You're listening to Wayne State Basketball on the Patriot.
When it comes to business, Warriors mean business. Whether you're dreaming of making a profit, making a difference, or both, the lessons learned here can be applied anywhere. In the neighborhood, around the state, across the country, and in the far corners of the world. Through the Mike Ilitch School of Business, you'll learn theory and practice to prepare you for every idea, opportunity, and business model. At this incredible new facility in the District Detroit, business leaders teach classes, students become interns, and graduates get recruited as high-level talent. We're more than in the heart of the city. We're in the heart of the business community, with access to influential thinkers from the public and private sector. We have the tools, the technology, and the relationships that create opportunities for success. So if you're looking to create, innovate, or disrupt, we'll take that drive and make it stronger. To see how being Warrior Strong changes the way the world does business, visit wayne.edu.
Warrior fans, the post-game show continues next.
College athletes build on every opportunity to play, to grow, to break glass ceilings, to blaze a trail, to expand the mind, to leave a legacy, to change history, to win. Because to college athletes, opportunity is just the beginning. Learn more at NCAA.org.
Warriors win it 85-77 over the Lawrence Tech Blue Devils. Joe Abramson along with Andy Dold. And they got out of here. They got the win. They had to work for it. As a coach, you want the win. We heard Coach Smothers say it's Tony. Yeah. Do you at least say, well, if nothing else, we got more video to watch and we've got more things to correct?
Yeah, I think it's good because it was kind of like a niche, right? It was a five-out team, you know, and Coach Will was saying, you know, we're going to see some people in the GLIAC that do that. So I think it's a great learning experience. But also, they're good. Lawrence Tech's a legit team. So.
Pretty good basketball team. Absolutely. No, hey, the Warriors' next action, you'll catch it right here on the Patriot next Saturday, December 2nd, at Tiffin, when the Warriors play down there. So that means Kevin Breckmarker will be back. So Kevin will have gone from London to Paris to Scotland to Tiffin.
Oh, yeah.
So it's right there with all of his world travels. You'll have Kevin Breckmarker back on the call. Thank you for listening to us. For Tony Ortiz, for Brian Bolesky in the studio, for Andy Dold, I'm Joe Abramson. Once again, the final score, your Wayne State Warriors 85, Lawrence Tech 77.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have two branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
To college athletes, the whole world looks like an opportunity. One to be seized, built upon, and made better. To push their sport further. To broaden their minds. To help communities they live in. And to inspire those who follow. Because to college athletes, every opportunity is a chance to change what could be and show the world what opportunity can do. Learn more at NCAA.org.
Our industry, business, nonprofit, and clinical partners know that Wayne State is the talent pipeline for Detroit and beyond. It's why they support our students through internships and other learning by doing career experiences.
Dr. Kimberly Andrews Espy, president of Wayne State University.
And these same partners have first dibs to hire some of Michigan's most career-prepared professionals. Wayne State is working hard to ensure that our most precious resource stays right here in Michigan and delivers results that advance the future of our state.
Warriors basketball is sponsored by Andiamo, Radisson Hotel Detroit Southfield, Born in Detroit, Uniprop, Nike, Beyond Juice, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Detroit Sports Commission, Henry Ford Health Systems, Jimmy John's, United Dairy Industry of Michigan, Michigan First Credit Union, Tropical Smoothie, Condado Tacos, National Trails, and brought to you by Smokey G's Smokehouse. Furnished by Wayne State University Athletics with FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Go Warriors!